How many were here for the New Year's Eve service? That was awesome. God had a word for this church. And let me tell you, there's some great things going to be happening here. And I'm going to go over what was read on New Year's Eve. Turn to the book of Joel. Book of Joel, chapter 2. Joel, chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 21. And this was a word that went out over this church. Nod your head when you're there. Chapter 2, starting in verse 21. It says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed." Praise God. That's a word that went out over this church. It's a time where these blessings are coming to pass. By you coming to church and being faithful by coming and keep coming and keep coming and keep being under the anointing, keep being in the Word, this is coming to pass. I was in the Word the other night and I asked God, I was like, "Well, what is it that you want me to speak this morning?" And it's funny how it ties into this. So what I want you to do is I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we'll be starting in verse 1. How many here know that we are blessed? Right? Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." So we're already blessed. But there comes a time when those blessings are released into your life. Okay? And we're going to get into that. Deuteronomy chapter 8. "All the commandments which I command you this day you shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no." Now, how many know that we're under a new and better covenant, right? Right? The commandments that Jesus told us says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love one another as I have loved you." How many know that this word is what we're supposed to live by? So let's not get hung up on the law here. Notice how he says here, "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart." Luke 16:15 says, "God knows your heart." He knows your heart. How many know that there's a trial period in our lives as Christians? A testing, if you would. That your hearts will be tried. He's not going to release all these things into your life if your heart is not right. God accepts us for who we are and where we're at, but he refuses to leave us there. He won't leave us there. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Now this is the same scripture that Jesus used against Satan in Matthew 4:4. Satan said to him, he said, well, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And he said, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. That's how we're supposed to live. We don't live by bread alone. This is our spiritual food. This is our bread. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years, or your clothing did not grow old. Wow. For 40 years, their clothes did not grow old upon them. They were in the same shoes. Their feet didn't swell. Their shoes didn't wear out. That's amazing. That's a miracle right there. That's like going down to the store, getting a new shirt, having it for 40 years, and it's still just like you just bought it. Therefore, verse 5, you shall also consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son or disciplines his son, so the Lord your God chastens you or disciplines you. How many know that the Lord your God will discipline you? How many like that the Lord your God discipline you? No, not me. We read that. You don't have to turn here, but I'm going to go over here and read this out of you. In Hebrews chapter 12. If you want to write these down, you can write these down. Hebrews chapter 12. Starting in verse 5, he says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise you not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure discipline, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father disciplines not? But if you be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, whereof all are partakers. Not one of us are perfect. Then are you bastards and not sons. That's what my Bible says. We can't despise the discipline of the Lord, because when he's dealing with us like that, he's dealing with us as sons. We should take that as, thank you, Father, that you love me so much that you take time to discipline me, because you refuse to leave me where I'm at. Continue. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig brass. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. All this is coming to pass in this church. Amen. All this is coming to pass. And this is what I'm to tell you this morning. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. When all these things come upon you, do not forget where they came from. Too many times, something happens to us good, God blesses us, and then down the road, we forget all about it. We don't give him the glory. This is big stuff. This is huge. Brothers and sisters, we have a God that loves us so much, and he wants to bless us. But see, here's the thing. We don't consume this all for ourselves. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing, so that we can go forth and show his goodness. It's not just about financial. It's about peace. He blesses you with peace. This peace you can show other people. How many know that each and every person as a born-again believer is anointed? That anointing abides in you. You have the anointing. You have an unction from the Holy One, an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. It's a matter of pulling it out, digging it out. You do that by faith. But right now, what he's telling us is, listen, I'm ready to release this into your life. But beware. Don't forget the Lord your God, who did this for you. Thank you, Father. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. I just want to read out of an example of this. Luke chapter 17. You don't have to turn it, but I would say to write these down and take them home and look at them and meditate on these. Get this into your heart, because I'll tell you this right now, you're in the right place. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. It says this, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back." One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. "And with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." That was important back then, because Samaritans had no dealing with the Jews. "And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." 10 men were healed of leprosy. Only one of them came back to give God the glory. Wow. I mean, that's an incurable disease. So basically, these other 9 got what they needed, got what they wanted, forgot all about God, didn't give him the glory, and they were off. They were gone. I don't want to be in that category. I want everything that comes to me from God that I'm a blessing. And I could bless other people for. And I could say, I thank you, Father, because it's because of you that I have this. And I give you the glory. I give you the praise. How many know it's all about Jesus? It's not about us. We were engrafted in because of God's mercy and his grace. He didn't have to save any of us. But he loves us so much. But we can't forget to give him the glory. Amen. "Who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end." So when you're being proved, you're being tried, it's for your good. So that the end result is being conformed into the image of his Son. "And you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day. Proverbs 8:13. I give a lot of scripture, I know. Proverbs 8:13. Now you know they were lifted up in pride. They're saying, it's my power, my might that got me this wealth, when it was God all along that gave it to them. Amen. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yeah, than fine gold. And my revenue, the choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Praise God. And I will fill their treasures. It's because of him. Because of him. 1 Chronicles 29, chapter 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might. They didn't get it by their power, by their might. It's in his hand is power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name comes of your hand and is in your own. I know also, my God, that you triest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy your people, which are present here to offer willingly unto you. God tries the heart. You can't fool him. He knows what's in your heart. He that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. How could he trust you with the true riches if you haven't been faithful in the little things? And it shall be, if you do it all, forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish. Because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now is the time for you to be obedient unto the voice of the Lord. Mary said to the disciples, whatever he says to you, do it. It may not seem, you may not understand it. Do it. Don't question it. Do it. Be obedient to his voice. There's going to be some trying of the hearts going on. But be strong. Press forward. Fight the good fight of faith. Because if you're a child of God, you've got everything you need in you. So this is the word that went forth on New Year's Eve. And now he wants you to know, when this comes to pass, don't forget where it came from. Because you're going to be blessed immeasurably. And don't forget, when you're blessed, be a blessing. Amen. be a blessing. It's not for us to consume. I want a prayer that you could pray for yourself, and it's in Psalms 139. Verse 23. And he says this. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." So you could pray this. Lord, search me. Is there anything in there that should not be in there? And if there is, we need to get rid of that. We need to address that. We need to take care of it. How many know that we are in the last of the last days? We are very close. Nobody knows when. Only the Father knows. But this is a time when His people are going to inherit. Do not forget the Lord your God. Do not forget where all these things are coming from. Do not forget to praise Him and thank Him. And that's what he wanted to get over this morning. It's coming. It's coming. Keep coming to church. Keep being faithful. Be faithful in those little things. Even with tithing, 10%. Be faithful. If he lays anything on your heart above that, do it. Be obedient. He knows who needs it. You know, we're his children. We're here for him. And the work that he wants to do, he's going to send us out to do it. I just want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, Father God, for your word that went forth today, Father. I just give you praise and I give you glory, Father. And I thank you, Father, that all things are from you. I thank you, Father, in your word, you say the blessings of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. So I thank you, Father God, with every blessing coming this way, Father, that there will be no sorrow added to it, Father. And I pray just a quickening in each and every person here, Father God, that when these things come upon them, Father God, that they will keep that in their spirit to praise you and thank you and not forget the Lord their God. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Father, that each and every person here is anointed, Father. They have that anointing in them, Father. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. If there's anybody here today that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, does not know the God who blesses, does not know the God who delivers, does not know the God of abundance, the abundance of peace, if you're lacking that peace in your life, if you feel as if something's missing in your life, and you don't know what it is, it's Jesus. Amen. He created you. And he's calling you this morning. If you're here this morning and you don't know him, you've never asked him into your heart, he's knocking right now at your heart. Only you can open the door. He's a perfect gentleman. He will not force his way in. We have that free will to open it up for him. And he says, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. So you know he won't cast you out. So if that's you here today, I just ask you to come forward and ask Jesus into your heart. If you're here today and you have any kind of need and you need some prayer, Rich will be here with me. We're going to stand up here. We're going to meet those needs. Well, God's going to meet them, but we're going to stand in agreement with you. If there's anybody here who is a Christian and a believer who has never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I tell you this, Jesus said to the 120, he says, I want you to wait here. I don't want you doing anything until you receive power from on high, and that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. If that's you here today, come on up. We'll pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I thank you. God bless you. Go in peace.